It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Matthew chapter 21, verses 18 to 21, and Mark chapter 11, verses 12 to 23. Mark chapter 11, verses 12 to 24. There is a story about the fig tree. One day Jesus Christ and his disciples coming out of the Bethany and going on that road. From far away, Jesus Christ saw the fig tree. It was very green and leafy. The Word of God says Jesus Christ was hungry. When you hear Jesus Christ was hungry, people might be saying, if you say Jesus Christ is the Son of God and He is God Himself, why He has to be hungry? Why He has to be thirsty? Why He has to be sleepy? But it shows that He came from heaven and He took the form of man. When He was in a human body, flesh like you and me, He had all kinds of hunger and thirst and sleep and everything like you and me has. But at the same time, Jesus Christ said many times, my food is the preaching the gospel. My hunger and thirst is winning the souls for God. And that's the reason Jesus Christ came. Then why He is saying, or why we reading in here, that He was hungry? I believe that His disciples were also hungry. But we do not read in this chapter that His disciples were hungry. We read that Jesus was hungry. I believe in my heart Jesus wanted to show some miracles. He came to the tree and could not find any figs. This was a fig tree. And some people say that there is some fruit comes before the fig comes. And that fruit also is edible. So the Word of God says He came to see something He will get to eat. And He could not find any fruit. So the Word of God says He cursed the tree and said it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever, or no man can eat fruit from you again. Disciples, they just heard it. They left. Next day morning, they were passing through the same street. And they saw the tree dried up from the root. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Now the word of God says this tree withered from the root within 24 hours. What Jesus said. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. We saw Jesus Christ just said the word to the tree. There will be no fruit growing on you. No man will eat the fruit again from this tree. And the tree withered away right away. Start withering maybe leaves, and then next day they saw even the tree was withered from the root. Maybe tree fell down and they were able to see the roots. What the word of God is saying. If you have faith, you can move the mountains. That's why Jesus Christ said, I said to this tree and it happened. You can say to a mountain and mountain will obey you. You might have so many mountains in your life, but we can move those mountains in the name of Jesus. Sickness, disease, financial problem, or any other problem looks like a mountain. When you start looking at your problem, it looks like a big mountain. But the word of God says, magnify the Lord. Do not magnify your problem, magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord means make your God bigger than your problems. When we're looking unto Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith, he has power to move the mountains. Once you believe it, you can receive that kind of faith and your mountain will be removed. One day I was going to my friend's house, and each time I had to go there, I had to climb the mountains because he was living other side of the mountain. One day I stood in front of mountain. This scripture came to my mind. Move the mountains and mountain will be moved. So I said to that mountain, in the name of Jesus, be thou removed. And I left. Year later when I came there, I could not see the mountain. What happened? The city found out there were stones in that mountain. So they start grinding the stones and the gravel. And when I came back, there was a pond of water. And there was a road going through. And I was able to go easily to my friend's house. What I'm trying to say. I learned from the word of God. Whatever the word of God says is true. If God says you can move the mountains, you can move the mountains. So sickness and disease is a mountain to us. We can move it in the name of Jesus. I'm going to give you a chance. If you never believed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is your chance. Just trust in Him. He has power over the wind, over the sea, over the mountains, over the trees, over each and every creation. Because He has created all things. He is the creator of everything. He has created you and He has created me. We are His children. God doesn't want His children to be sick and afflicted. He wants His children to be healthy, wealthy, and shining for Him. If you never made Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is your chance. Please pray with me. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that you came from heaven and you died for me. You are a living God. Lord Jesus, give me grace to follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You made the greatest decision in your life. You made Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You asked Him to forgive your sins. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. You are a child of God. Now, whatever is belong to God is belong to you. Let's pray together and move our mountains in the name of Jesus. Everyone's mountain is different, but it is nothing impossible with God. God can move any mountain, sickness, disease, financial crisis, mental disease, incurable disease, whatever the disease or problem you have, Jesus Christ is able to heal you, cure you, and make you well. I'm going to pray. Join your faith with my faith. And let's together we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. Please touch and heal each and every one of us. If there is someone facing the problem like a mountain, we rebuke that mountain in the name of Jesus and let each and everyone get healed, delivered, and set free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you believed that Jesus Christ has healed you, then He has already started a good work. Go for checkup. Tell your friends. Go to church and praise God. You will never be the same. Our God is a miracle working God.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.